Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, new COVID-19 cases have been detected among fishmongers working at Hague Road Market and Cooked Food Centre, Jurong Central Plaza and Shunfu Market.
Now, the Ministry of Health said it is closely monitoring the situation and taking action to quickly contain and manage the cases as well, including contact tracing, quarantine and aggressive testing.
The Ministry also shared that its investigations have found likely transmissions of the virus at four more KTV clubs. To get the latest on the COVID-19 situation, we're joined now by Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. Zakir, welcome back.
Hi, good to join you again.
Good to have you with us, Zakir. Now, today also marks the start of a return to tightened restrictions for activities such as dine-in for those who are unvaccinated. Perhaps before we get into the latest on the clusters, could you share with us what are your thoughts on the measures that have been introduced?
Well, I think they were an understandable response given, you know, the concern over the surge in cases. Yet on Sunday, we had 88 sort of new cases, many of them linked to the two clusters at the Jurong Fishery Port as well as the KTV cluster. And I think, you know, there's been a bit of concern generally amongst people at the spread of these two clusters. So I'd say the measures to reduce dine-in numbers are quite understandable. In fact, if I may add, I thought it heartening that quite a number of establishments make the decision on their own that, you know, even though vaccinated folks can dine in groups of five, we're just going to have a blanket approach and let, you know, just admit diners in groups of two.
Yeah, in my own restaurant, I'm doing that, Zakir, just because it's easier to do it that way. But anyway, the Ministry of Health has also advised those who have not been vaccinated, in fact, to do their part, stay home for the time being for the next 2 weeks. What else did they say?
So I think apart from, you know, urging them to stay home, they've encouraged unvaccinated folks, especially the elderly, to come up and be vaccinated, you know. And they can walk into any centre or try and get their appointments as soon as possible, I'd say. The other point that I think they did also note was, you know, we've made significant progress in vaccination and in reopening. And their point is, you know, we've got to stay vigilant because if we don't, it's once you lose the momentum, it might be harder to kind of keep on this path.
All right. Zakir, the MOH also said that likely transmission of the virus at four more KTV clubs. Can you share with us the latest information on the KTV clusters?
Yeah. So I think, you know, we're not quite certain how many more clubs would have to be identified or affected. But I think what's certain is I think we're likely to keep uncovering cases at newer clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Given the nature of these clubs and how some of the hostesses actually travel from club to club, as well as some of the patrons, my sense is I think we're not going to see a tapering of the KTV cluster, at least for the next few days or so.
Okay, we're speaking with Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. And moving on to the other cluster, Zakir, new COVID-19 cases have been detected among fishmongers working at Hague Road Market and Cooked Food Centre, Jurong Central Plaza and Shunfu Market. Do we know where these cases may have originated from at Jurong Fishery Port?
So, you know, it's hard to say. There's been sort of talk, but no confirmation that perhaps either a patron or hostess at one of the KTVs may have been working at the Jurong Fishery Port.
Right. So this could be linked to the KTV cluster. Then is that what you're saying?
It could be, but we're not sure. Also, if for instance, you know, the Jurong Fishery Port case could have originated from other sources, given the amount of traffic in and out of that area.
And that said, the port does handle about 30% of the country's seafood imports, including those that arrive by land and air. Just wondering, you know, can we expect fish prices to increase over the next 2 weeks then?
I'd say possibly, although it depends if there is supply available. I think what's clear, and I think we might hear from the authorities in a few days, plans are being made to redirect some of the fish supplies that come in by air and by land, you know, to supermarkets and especially the major supermarket chains. And I think FairPrice, for instance, has said it'll try and make sure the supply remains fairly constant. And I expect, you know, especially at some of these supermarket chains, you might see prices remaining fairly stable, especially if an adequate supply of, you know, fish being flown in as well as fish being driven in from Malaysia continues to be available, which looks to be the case, I'd say.
Okay, Zach. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share all those updates with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.